All right, Amart, I was managing this morning, so I wasn't really watching the first moto. But what happened?
I'm glad you didn't watch it. No, on the first lap, I got stuck with going around the off camber.
Yep.
Marshbank slid out, and I like T-moned him, tipped over, and then I tried to get up, but Smitty had ran his like front wheel into my pipe and my wheel.
Okay.
And so it took us like 15 seconds to get it up. And honestly, by the time we got up and going, I bet you the leaders were like almost by the mechanics area. We were so far back.
Yeah.
And so at that point, sales were already deflated. Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me? First moto of the year.
Right.
And just try to buckle away. Honestly, struggled a little bit with the track being rough and chassis-wise. We made some bigger changes coming into the second moto.
Yeah.
Fork and shock or more than that?
Actually, kind of. We were kind of chasing the bike all day. It's going stiffer and stiffer. And made the mistake in the first qualifying practice of running the paddle tire. And it was like Washougal out there.
Okay.
It was sketchy. I honestly should have just pulled in and changed it.
It seems silly. I mean, even I, as a team manager, knew that it wasn't. It was rolled and it was harder pack.
Well, I ran it for press day yesterday, and it was amazing. So I was surprised how much the track changed from yesterday to today. Like, it was legit, like, Washougal at first out there. So, yeah, first moto was a complete disappointment. I actually went down again later on lap six, and at that point I was literally in 23rd or 24th place, and it was like, yeah, it was embarrassing, honestly. So,
you really had to redeem yourself for moto two.
I did, and like we said, we made a sprocket change, went up a tooth in the rear, and made the swing arm like 5 mil longer or whatever with that change. Dropped the forks down 1 mil. Like, it's a little stuff, but for the mud, I don't know. I was sitting on the line, and I'm like, man, I got to do something. Like, I need some redemption. This is bad. Like, I'm supposed to be winning this title. Or not, I shouldn't say that, but that's the goal from the team and everyone, right? The sponsors, that's what they expect of me. And I don't even score points in the first moto.
Right.
Yeah.
So, sitting on the line. It's raining, second moto, you're just like, oh, man, I got to do it. And you pulled a good start, which was the whole thing.
Yeah, and it wasn't even actually that great because I think I was sixth or seventh. But, like, Chase tipped over, a few guys tipped over, and I passed a few guys, got around Nichols. And, yeah, honestly, I was pumped to be second. And AC was pretty far out in front at that point. I made him a little mistake early on, and he probably pulled 6 or 7 seconds on me in one lap. But at a certain point, like, I kind of knew I had second in the bag.
Yep.
The hardest part was just going to be navigating the track, because there were sections of the track that were absolutely sketchy.
Yeah, so, a couple of those, guys, it was a left. There's a left corner out there, like a sweeping left, and it looked like a slot car track, and guys were struggling.
Yeah, literally, like, you picked a line, and I was afraid to, go away from that line all moto. And I actually, going down the middle downhill, I went way left one time and I almost crashed, and I never changed my line the rest of the moto. So
Nichols actually hung with you. I don't know if you could feel that a lot, but after you got by him, he kind of hung with you. He was right there.
No, I know. I was actually surprised. I thought it was Ferrandis, and then I looked back after the checkered flag, and it was Colt. So he had a good ride going.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, look, if the first moto was a ride-off, and if it had gone shitty, you know, who knows what kind of mood you'd be in, but that second place has got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, after terrible qualifying and then terrible first moto, I was like, man, did I need to hang the boots up? Like, what's going on here? But no, it was a really awesome redemption to get that podium in second moto.
Did Phil text you after moto one?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what he was would have said.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been good. Right. It would have been really negative. And the negative vibes are already real enough anyway, so we didn't need anything else. But I'm glad he didn't text me.
Cool. Well, hey, nice redemption, second moto. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Steve.